climate change. Because if it goes higher or lower, whatever the hell happens, there's climate change. It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion. You're not going to find all of them, 300, more than 300,000. The carbon footprint is a hoax made up by people with evil intentions, and they're heading down a path of total destruction. You know, the carbon footprint was a big, big thing taken advantage of by the world for many, many years, but not any longer, as you probably noticed. At extreme cost and expense, Europe reduced its own carbon footprint by 37%. Think of that. Congratulations, Europe. Great job. You cost yourself a lot of jobs, a lot of factories closed, but you reduced the carbon footprint by 37%. However, for all of that sacrifice and much more, it's been totally wiped out and then some by a global increase of 54%. A double-tailed monster destroys everything in its wake, and they cannot let that happen. So all of these countries are working so hard on the carbon footprint, which is nonsense, by the way. It's nonsense. You know, it's interesting. In the United States, we have still radicalized environmentalists, and they want the factories to stop. Everything should stop. No more cows. We don't want cows anymore. I guess they want to kill all the cows. They want to do things that are just unbelievable. The primary effect of these brutal green energy policies has not been to help the environment, but to redistribute manufacturing and industrial activity from developed countries that follow the insane rules that are put down to polluting countries that break the rules and are making a fortune. They're making a fortune. Farmers and workers and warriors and explorers and patriots, they built